Hi guys, welcome to The Gist with Temide. Thank you for tuning in on today's episode. Anyways, let's talk. This podcast is rated 16. Please, if you're below 16, go and check out my other podcasts. But anyways, we're here to break some tables, and on today's episode I have my beautiful, elegant, sweet, lovely babe. I have here with me Joseph joined the building. Hi, yeah. Joseph. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you very much.
So today we'll be discussing if it's okay for a lady to ask a guy out. Guess what? We got a lot of opinions. And okay, Joy, what do you feel about this topic?
Well,
said well.
I feel it's for a girl to ask a guy out, it's a lot because we naturally, a woman has this ego, and she really loves her self-esteem. Like she doesn't, most times she doesn't even want anybody to downplay her stuff. So for a woman to go that extreme to ask a guy out, man, she must be bold.
It takes a lot of guts.
Yes, and a go-getter. So me, I feel it's to me it's really a nice thing to ask a guy out if you like him, and it's a free world. You ask me out, I ask you out. Everybody's happy. We go.
Life moves on.
Yeah, I swear. That's just it. That's just it. Than to just stay and
keep imagining, you know, and thinking.
Yes, you know, that's even that side of life, like asking a guy out is like an adventurous experience.
Exactly.
Like, okay, let me see. Should I ask him out? And you ask him out. Oh, he accepted. Oh, he rejected. Life goes on. But so for me, I feel it's, you should, once you like a guy, you should just make the move. If you see the guy is not making the move, and be sure that this particular guy likes you too. Like,
you know, most ladies, we always have that instinct, or, you know, in us already. Yes. Like, we have this feeling when we know that a guy likes us.
Yes.
It's like a blessing. I don't know what to call it. But it's like you have this feeling that this guy likes you. It's just more than, I think it's more than the usual, more than the normal.
I feel if you're pure, whenever you're pure about your intentions towards somebody, that sixth sense in you will tell you the true fact about if something is true or if that thing is false.
That's true.
So once your intentions are pure, then you will just naturally, you just know that, okay, well, this guy is interested also, or this guy is not interested.
Yeah. So let's dive in with your opinions. Let's start.
So I have here, okay, someone said it's no big deal, just that the society made us responsibility. Nevertheless, as far as I'm concerned, can't allow my woman to do so. Now, I think this one is a guy.
Yes,
so he's seeing it as no big deal. Fine, he's good. At least it's coming from a guy's perspective.
Point of view, yeah.
Yes, and he's seeing it as no big deal. But he himself, he doesn't even want his woman to do that. Why? Because some men out there, they think, okay, when a woman does that kind of thing, or when a woman lays their intentions first, yes, they feel it makes them weak. Like, the man becomes weak. He sees himself, or maybe the woman sees the man as weak, that he cannot do anything.
Then so, they believe that she won't be submissive.
Yes, and the woman will be controlling
life.
So they don't just want it. And the guy said, if the society today has seen it as the guy's responsibility, that's just where we find ourselves.
So exactly.
Yes, you know, Nigeria, you know, today, or
imagine
Africa.
A girl proposing to a guy outside in public. as you get back home. What do you think would be the expression of your parents? Like, is this the child I brought home?
After all the training.
I'm telling you. After you took every confidence you have in you to do this.
You see, proposing is the extreme. Proposing is the extreme.
It's extreme.
I can't.
Okay, no, let's use the word marriage proposal.
Marriage proposal is big.
Exactly.
It's very big. I can't even reach that one at all. Even when I know this guy is really very interested. He's the man. He has to take charge when it comes to that one. But for us to date, relationship, and be more than a friend, then everybody, we are all free. There's no rule, or there's no code, or there's no rule or law that has said it's a guy's responsibility. Like, it's the guy's responsibility solely to ask a woman out. I only know it's not really very comfortable when a woman proposed to a guy.
Yeah.
Why? Marriage proposal, for that matter. It's supposed to be epic, you know?
You said epic.
It's supposed to be... What? He proposed!
Okay, yes. So... this one says, yeah, it is okay. Just that the culture we find ourselves kicked against it. We've said that already. Society, culture. It's just where we find ourselves in, though. It takes a lot of guts for a lady to do all this and still get rejected and still move on with life. So the culture has made it seem like it is wrong. It is against the rule that we created ourselves. So don't try it.
I see this culture thing.
It's not somebody that woke up one day and said, this is the rule, this is the guideline.
I don't understand. Like, people are just born into primitive ancient of days.
Calm down.
And I'm like, culture will choose your wife for you. Culture. The same culture will choose your husband for you.
It will. At some point, it will choose their wife and husband for them. And that's why, let's not dive into that. That's another topic for another day. So let's move on.
Okay, I have someone here. The person said, I haven't asked a guy out before. That I've thought about it a couple of times, but can't summon the courage to do so. Well, I feel she's not bold enough. She's not bold enough, and she's having this maybe not.
You know, it takes a lot of God.
Yes.
See, when you do it and the response you get with the guy does not
go with you. You won't want to go for another second experience again.
What?
But man, it's fun.
No, the adrenaline rush, the thought of okay, what's going to say, what's not going to say. Then maybe if it was very cat, then you not your phone and run and go and do something else. Then come back and peep in. What did you say?
No, but do you know even guys too feel that way?
Yeah, I believe they do too.
They feel that way, and the society is really putting a lot of pressure on them.
Yeah,
like, they are the ones.
Their responsibility.
Like, yes. And they're like, please, I'm a human being like you people. You can't be doing this to me. I have flesh, I have blood running through my veins. What's up? Am I the only one that is going to always be doing this? And they have feelings also.
They are human.
They also want to like just relax and
be taken care of.
Yes. I'll be pampered, you know.
Calm down. This guy's here says, I have had about 3 ladies propose to me. I'm only you. For the first time, I found it strange, but we dated. Then I noticed when a lady proposed, the love turns to be genuine to me. But the subsequent ones, I decline first. Then if I like you, I will propose. So I don't see anything wrong with you proposing to you guys. Thank you, gentlemen. I like more straightforward. Like,
yes. At least
okay with it.
Yes, this one is reasonable. Yeah. At least no, okay. Well, I feel why some guys don't like the idea of a woman asking them out is because they tend to take advantage
of it. She loves me. There was one voice note I heard. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
We still go to his talk. The way he said it was like, don't try it though. Don't try it. I said, lady, don't try it. If we take advantage of it, don't try it. And this is the guy talking, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, seriously? He said, yes. I said, lady, don't try it. I was like, okay, this is it. This is just it.
Yeah, you know, there are some guys that are not really, really exposed, like experienced like that. So they really, in the long run, they just take advantage of her or take her for granted. And they are relaxed instead of, okay, taking up, okay, she asked me out and this thing. And feel that, yes, they are owned. They just take advantage of her, even cheat on her, even do a lot of things that will be like, I feel that's even the main reason why even most girls, yes, most of them feel it's not right because of their past experiences. Maybe one or two of them have asked the guy out and the responses they got was just
not palatable at all.
Yes, it was just awkward. So you're like, I beg.
I'm not doing this. Okay, let's keep reading. Okay.
So I have this one here. The person said, "It's not a taboo if you can live with the consequences."
True.
It's not a taboo.
This one. But there are consequences.
So the person said, I believe most guys will only use that to take you for granted. Yes, like we said earlier.
Exactly.
The person said, maturity matters. So might be lucky, Sha. Yeah, maturity really matters. Maturity really, really matters. And the consequences is, to crown it all, is just rejection. And you know most people, Once they get rejected, they are depressed.
No, I think you should keep reading. There's more to this.
So this person said, okay, maturity matters. Some might be lucky. And the person said, I once messaged a secondary school crush after I saw him at a party recently because I have been following him on Instagram.
Talkers.
Okay? I said, and I'm still crushing, okay? But the way he responded just off the crush, as in, no, that guy, he deserves nothing. Like, no, why?
It awful.
I'm sure he does. Maybe he doesn't have a sister in the house. Because
that thing plays a role in some relationship. You know, when most of these guys don't have sisters or ladies in their life,
yes,
they don't treat them like eggs. Like, they just take them anyhow and just put them anyhow.
Man,
let's keep reading.
She said, I'm never going to try it again. I swear. I think this experience was really, really bad. And
it was wrong.
I thought she was embarrassed.
I mean, who does this? After summoning all the courage you have.
She said, I summoned all my courage, sent this guy a message, and was really disappointed. I even followed him. That is good. If I was the one, I will tell you your history.
All these violent people.
I will tell you your history. Guy, what's up? After everything, do you know what it took me?
As in,
do you know even if I told one or two of my friends and they discouraged me, but me, I said, no, I will use my strongest and go after start coming, summoning the courage to come and meet you to tell you what's up, me, guy.
Oh, no.
It's my God that will repay you.
Let's calm down. Okay, ladies, I don't think it is bad for a lady to ask a guy out or to confess her feelings to a guy. I have confessed my feelings to a guy before, and okay, I've told the confessor guy I wanted to date him. For the part of asking a guy to date me, he rejected me, and I have confessed my feelings several. Ah, this one's a real MPPO. Several times, all led to rejection, and she kept trying. No. This is just the vibe I want.
No, me myself. She was really, really persistent, and she was patient. Like, she kept hoping that no, one day,
one of them.
But man, she should be very, very hopeful, and I feel she should also look out for signals from them.
I believe it's always signals, though, and I believe that.
Because, see, a guy knows how to control. Guys, they already used to know how to control
being rejection.
Yes, and rejection also. Like, when a girl turns them down, they know how to control it. They have their guys now. No worry, guys.
You know, you're emotionally attached. Even when you're not dating this guy, you're already emotionally attached to this guy. And they don't really get emotionally attached like that.
Yes.
My dear, so, you like no balance, though.
As in, it's not balanced at all.
Okay, so let's keep moving.
Another person said it is okay, but it depends. The person said, for instance, if I don't really like the girl, I would find it awkward. But if I like the girl, relationship don't start. That is just it. Me, I can feel that's just it, because
There's always a sign.
Yes.
Always look out for that sign. Don't just put yourself out there. Always look for that sign.
That's just it. You have to like chill, relax, and even start with friendships. Start with friendship.
Yes, okay. That works too.
Be ready to like spend on the guy and even get him gifts.
Man. Yeah.
Because these are stuff they also do. Take them on lunch dates. Let them even respect you.
Calm down.
Really?
Calm down.
They don't even respect you for the woman you are. And like that. You guys start sharing the same values, the same views. See if you guys are very, very compatible first before you ask him, okay, guy, what's up?
What are we doing?
In the hands of the creator.
Okay, so personally, I don't think a lady should outrightly ask a guy out.
Okay.
I think she should instead position herself. In such a way that he gets the gist, and then if he's interested, he should ask me out. You should do the chase, not the other way around. My Bible self tells me that he that find it, not she that find it. I've never thought of trying it.
Okay. We find it, he that find it and we find it. It's no problem. Just position yourself. Keep positioning. What if the bros is not positioning too?
We position.
Okay, no problem.
Calm down.
It's no problem. Okay, another person said, for me, I am a very traditional person.
Hey!
Traditional. I can't ask a guy out. I think we should follow what the Bible says. Okay, Mommy Gio. What the Bible says, it specifies what the man is supposed to do and what the woman is supposed to do. The man is supposed to love the woman and the woman is supposed to submit. Okay. I feel the man should choose me not me choosing him. Haba, you people are choosing yourselves. Not
keep
not just
moving,
one
keep moving. Don't be angry.
She said, being a typical Nigerian girl, okay, I cannot ask a guy out. I am not saying it. I'm not saying it's wrong. If other ladies feel they can walk up to a guy and do that, it is good for them. But for me,
she's taking it personally already.
As in, I cannot ask a guy out. She even really emphasized on it. Typical Nigerian man don't even have respect for ladies, despite they pay their bride price. Despite the process of dating, proposing, and marriage, they still treat ladies as they feel. Then imagine a lady asking them out. For me, I am not ready for those drama. I am not ready for those bullshit. So me, I feel if see, as long as you are very, very educated as a guy, you cannot treat a woman less when you are like you are already married to the woman. Unless you don't want her or you don't even love her at all. Because then why did you not even propose to her? If you are still going to treat her, yes, you are still going to treat her like she's a rag or something. The Bible will always say, whosoever finds a wife has found favor in
sight of God
and has found
a
good thing. So there's good thing in a woman. There's favor in a woman. There's fruitfulness in a woman. There's productivity in a woman. There's a lot in a woman. A woman is a mystery on her own. Another side of God that is just an untold secret.
Oh
you,
my God!
You say when you look at a woman, you be like a woman. Like we once
guys, are you listening?
Anytime you are like, okay, let me write who a woman is. Another like 100 pages of who a woman is comes, and you're like, another one comes again, and you're like, I've not seen anything, no. And like that. Like, it just keeps unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. So, man, I feel guys, they need to really orientate themselves. Nigga, they need to orientate themselves and communicate to themselves like, bros, have fun now. You know, treating a sister, you can't be treating her like less. Because whenever you treat a woman less, it sticks.
It does.
And most especially when she really loves you and value who you are, it really hurts.
It does, though.
Yes, and it takes time for a woman to heal.
It takes a lot of time.
Yes, yes. So this one is like, okay, she cannot ask a guy. I think from her experience, I think every woman has her own share of experience on these things. Maybe in a primary school, secondary school, university.
Imagine that one having a crush on someone in secondary school. I mean, we met after school and everything.
After school.
And I'm treating me like shit. Are you okay?
Me, Bubba, I will slap your head.
Are you okay? Who do you think you are?
You can
ask. Okay, this one says, I haven't asked a guy out before. I have thought of it a couple of times, but can't summon the courage. So, yeah, it takes a lot of courage, too. It takes a lot.
Yes.
It takes serious guts. It takes a lot of everything. Because mentally you're thinking about it. Physically you're trying to do it. It takes a lot though.
It takes a lot. Because most people even people rehearse what they will say.
Guy.
Like, that's they write it down. They write
you
it down play, and they're like, okay,
you've been playing scenarios in your head. If he says no, if he says yes, guys.
Some people even talk to their mirror and they're like, okay,
I say, how am I going to do it?
Just because this special feeling that they feel and I just need to get this girl, you know. I just need to get this guy.
I just saw one now. Calm down. He said, ladies, please die before confessing your feelings to him.
please.
But I'm not warning anybody, I beg.
please, oh. No. I beg. Die, why? No. It's not a do or die affair now.
It's just life. It's the way life is. And I think if you like something, try and get that. If you can't get it, move past it. If he's not interested, just let him go. Fine, it might not be so easy to let go.
Yes.
But trust me, just let it go and keep moving. And trust me, you'll find somebody that will cherish
better
and love you.
Better.
And treat you well. It's that just that what we like. Let me tell you the bitter truth about life. Are you
listening?
What you actually really like might not actually really like you. And what that's you don't like would now love
you. Will not be looking for you like...
I think it's just the bitter truth. But it's just what life is, man. You can't have it all.
That's just it. But, man, just pray for better days ahead, though.
I'm telling you.
That's just it. Okay, someone said, as a lady, you shouldn't ask a guy out. But personally, nobody should come and ask me out. All of us in this country are not serious.
Everybody's not okay.
Someone said, ask God or Juju Man for a sign before asking out a guy. And if they say yes, you can go ahead. This one is... I think this one said he does not even want any woman to ask him out. Like, he's really, really blunting against it. Like, no, I don't even want it. I don't even come my side and come and start saying this or saying that one. Ha, because I would... And he talked about sign also. Man, it matters a lot, man. It really, really matters. You can imagine after liking the guy like for a very long time, and you're like, okay, you've not even seen anything. The guy has never even said, okay, I like you or something like that. There's a way you will know.
You know, like, he said the sixth sense.
Even in his body language, the way he
talks. Yeah, the way he talks, the way he responds.
Yes. Nice. We know that, okay, yeah, this guy, okay.
And there's a level of friendship that you can even ask each other out. You know.
That's just it, though.
You know, some people don't actually ask each other out and they've started dating already.
really. There's already a mutual understanding. Let's just graduate from this friendship to something better, you know?
But me, I would still advise such people that please, just know what they are doing.
That's it. It's good. Just know what you are doing and know what you are going out for.
Exactly.
Just know what you are going out for, because you won't want the trash in your relationship, and you're like, you start regretting, okay, God, why did I even do this?
Yeah.
Why did I do this?
So this one says, it's okay for a lady to confess her feelings to a guy. Lol. Nope, I haven't. Let's just say the ones I found attractive were also attracted to me, so it became their responsibilities. Mad. I like this one's confidence.
This one, she knows, like,
she's sure for her.
As in, even like say she gets everything.
I love
women like that, like this, like they know who they are, they know their worth,
they know what they deserve.
So guy, even if I ask you a guy, no, you have to align, you know. you really have to align. Someone also said here that with my pride, okay, I can't go and ask a guy out.
Rather, with pride. Hope we are selling it in the market, yeah.
As in, no, because there's fuel can still offer now, no. We should exchange it for fuel now.
I'm telling you.
Said, with my pride, I can't go and ask a guy out. Rather, I would make some moves that would make him ask me out.
Movemakers.
As in, the person said they might use it against you in the future.
That's just the fear, though.
It is preferably for a guy to ask a lady out in order to avoid future embarrassment and for your self-esteem. Now, it depends on the guy. You have to study this guy. You like this guy.
A lot of guys are still childish.
Yes.
So it's not just anybody you put yourself out there with. Even, can you date this guy that you're saying?
don't just look at the physical appearance alone. Guy, there's a lot going on upstairs too.
Yes.
What does he think? How does he think?
That's why it's good to start from a friendship level. Like, yeah. Start, get to
because
know
at that point, everybody's being themselves.
Yes. Get to know his flaws. See if you can tolerate.
Exactly.
I mean, a guy you're seeing from afar that, oh, this guy is so perfect.
He's fine.
And man, he's like a dirty plate inside him. Well, dirty plate that man box is coming out for pizza, pizza, pizza.
Calm down. After people still rated 16, no. Calm down.
Or maybe it might be, okay, he snores. And you don't like that kind of thing. So you have to know. You have to know as a friend.
You have to know.
Or maybe he's this kind of person that doesn't clean the house. He just leaves everything, his clothes on. It's very, very scattered everywhere. It's just yama, 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 yama. And you don't like that, and you have a very, very neat person. Can you tolerate that? Or he doesn't know how to cook. There are some ladies that love their men, that love men that cooks. And maybe he doesn't even know how to boil water. And you're like, who is this Ajebo? Please,
I'm telling you. This one says, yes, I've tried it once, but I was turned down. Lol. So never again.
Kai.
Yeah, actually, no, I think it's the way the guy responds at times. And ladies too, when a guy asks you out, I think you should also be considerate.
Because
it actually goes beyond just what you say. It goes deep inside too. Because this person has feelings for you.
Yes.
So the way you actually respond to it actually goes beyond what you just say.
Yes.
So please, let's just always calm down, think and say these things, and still say it in a very nice and polite way, but still state what you want to say.
Yes.
Just feel that's it.
Yeah, recently there was even a guy that asked me out, and the guy came and he was like, what's up baby, blah 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 blah. How do you say? Yeah, your Facebook's familiar. Pium, pium, pium.
Familiar people.
I see you in the sky. I see you in the sun.
Baby.
And I'm like, okay, I really, really appreciate. No, guy, I appreciate your efforts.
As in?
Like, no, thank you very much. But man, guy, I don't want.
I don't want.
Because I don't. Just don't want. I really thanked him, like, okay, thank you very much. At least you were able to reach out. Thank you for even setting me aside to this, even though I know, yes, I've really worked on myself, you know, and I deserve that to be asked out, man.
You deserve it. Well, give me a word for that one now.
But I really appreciated you, man, but all I know it's not possible.
And the thing is, we should just say it in a nice way.
Yes.
Okay. You were saying something?
No. And even the marriage proposal, even if a woman turns a guy down, like, there's a way she would do it. Like,
no, you know what I don't like?
Cover up.
I actually think that if it comes all the way to the public to propose to you,
yeah,
I think you should just say yes. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Just say the yes at that moment.
Then when you get that side,
Ogbeni, this is not the plan, though. Waiting happen. Nobody can tell you be this, so take your ring, go. I think that's still better because
yes,
these things go viral and it takes it. The media does not forget. And
Ogbeni
too. Before you propose to a girl outside, know the kind of proposal she wants, so.
That's
don't
just
break your generation unborn yet. Oh,
really? That's just it. Because tomorrow now you might be pop. The person might be popular, and before you know it, a scandal will just come up. And
I'm telling you, they will take your past, people, your future.
Yes,
they'll
start digging up. Oh, okay, this was what he did that time. They'll start laughing, and it starts going, and it starts tarnishing his or her image, and they're like, oh God, what's up? What happened? I wish I never.
So I think you should just politely answer and behind tell him the truth. And guys, pleasing for your proposing to also know the kind of proposal your babe wants. Not everybody likes the public display of affection.
Yes.
Okay, so let's move on.
Okay, yeah. There's someone here that said it is okay to ask a guy out at your own risk anyways. The person said Nigerian men. If you are friends, I think you can.
Yeah, we've said that already. Friendship before relationship.
Yes. Okay, let's.
Since we're talking about Nigerian men, someone says the two-way thing. It's not bad if you are feeling the guy, but the thing is, the guys in Nigeria, especially, they disrespect it. If the girl feels disrespected, she just wants back out. Run for your life, yo. Why is it always Nigerian men? Are they that bad?
I feel Nigerian men, they have this quack orientation like this.
Jesus, you just like, said the word quack.
No, I'm serious because most of them they are too archaic. Like they don't want to be elastic to accommodate more information into their head or into their being. They just want to be subjected to what they know. They don't want to they don't want to occupy space and just flow with whatever is going on. They're just very rigid, and it's not life. You have to be very flexible to accommodate a lot of things.
You know,
so that's just it. Nigerian men, their mentality is just so.
No, bad. I just think we should bring up our boys or brothers in the right way, because these things have been like that forever. The man is the head of the house. Whatever I say, it is yes, and the woman is just what to be submissive. So that has played a very huge role. So it's like, before you're dating a guy, I don't want your opinion. I didn't ask for your opinion. Or if he's having issues in his business or something, he will not even ask you, thinking that you're supposed to be submissive there, not being interested in whatever I'm doing. I'm just supposed to fetch and find food for you, and that is it. But I just think that if we all put ourselves on equal parts, sides, I think things will move faster and better. We all believe that a woman should be in the kitchen 24/7. And guys, trust me, it's not so easy. And someone was still discussing me lately about her husband, and she was like, all he does is just sit down cross-leg anytime they're back from work. And the question is, we both go to work, for heaven's sake.
That's wickedness.
We'll drink garri and sleep,
yes.
I don't need you to cook, but please just stand with me at least.
That's Josie. Just stay and be assisting me. Even if it's gist. Like,
we have to just be on equal length and extent. We should support each other. And please, if you are proposing or asking anybody out, just know the kind of person you're asking out. Know a little bit about the person at least. Because it's just beyond me asking you out. It's like me wanting to get to know you more. So please try and know this person before you say he slapped me, he beat me, he turned me to a punching bag. And trust me, somebody said something. He said all these signs are there while you are cutting. But the thing is, we all close our eyes towards it. Open your eyes and your heart as you enter a relationship.
And they're like, love conquers all. You will change. It will change.
My girl, change what?
Marriage is an amplifier. You amplify it. He will take it to gear 40.
And say what?
He will not only box you, he will box your children. That is just it though.
We could have seen. The thing is, nobody is perfect. Everything is perfect. But whatever you are going to say, you are going to try to adjust to, not it's something that you can easily adjust to. Not something that will kill you or put you on the edge. Nobody is perfect.
Yes.
And let's also think before we do some things. So I guess, is that all on the... on the opinions we got.
I think that's all.
That was it. I did.
Well, me, I feel ladies should, if you're really very, very patient and really you know what you want.
Yeah.
And just start on the friendship level first.
Get to know each other.
Play all those kind, very well. Know if he'll be able to stand by you no matter what. Know if he's the busy person that won't give you attention. Women naturally we love attention. That is how we are.
My dear, what's there not to love about that?
We love it. So if he'll be able to
meet up with it.
Yes. No, if he'll be able to even support you, tell you, okay, babe, don't worry, you had a bad day. Let me listen to what happened. And he just prefers a solution. Even if he doesn't prefer 100% solution, at least we're able to share.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, thank you, God, I'm home. Just know all those signs. And if a guy is not interested in you, you will get signs. Like, obvious signs.
Run, carry your bag, carry your eyes, carry your hat, dust it,
secret.
Sorry, come back.
So that's just it. Because now, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time. You can follow Joy on Instagram at GULLIKEBELLER. Am I right?
Yes.
Girl Like Bella.
Yes.
On Instagram. And guess what? She's also an anchor.
Hey.
My baby's a presenter. You can tune in to Nigerian Police Radio 99.1 FM Abuja. For those of you in Abuja, just tune in to 99.1. What's your name, dear, actually? What do you call yourself on radio?
My name is Joy Joseph. JJ. I don't have
yourself nickname.
No. You know, most people be like sexy diva, goddess of the sea.
Hey, only
queen
one
of the coast. Queen of the coast. King of the Zanga.
Only you.
No, please.
I'm sure you enjoyed the discussion. So yes, guys, trust me, just tune in to 99.1 FM Abuja and you will get to hear a lot of gist from her too. Thank you, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram too at gist_withTemide. And thank you for joining today's conversation. And guess what? Our birthday is coming up, or it's already up. It's on the 12th of March, so you can wish happy birthday through our IG page. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you. Abi?
Yes. We love you.
Bye. And don't forget to share the link, guys. Don't forget to share. Share it to your loved ones. Trust me, we also learned one or two things today.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.